Welcome to the Media Line. I'm Lawrence Rifkin. Joining me is Simon Henderson, Baker Fellow and Director of the Bernstein Program on Gulf and Energy Policy at the U.S.-based Washington Institute for Near East Policy. The leaders of both Saudi Arabia and Kuwait are ailing, both having had emergency surgery this week. The Emir of Kuwait for unspecified reasons, the King of Saudi Arabia for gallbladder issues. What does this mean for succession, but also regional stability?
The Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, ruled by King Salman, is the more significant. Even though King Salman at 84 is much younger than 91-year-old Emir Sabah of Kuwait, it's his health which is probably more vulnerable. He's been in physical and some say mental decline for a number of years. MBS, his crown prince and his favorite son, is standing there waiting and hoping that he will become king, in the judgment of many people, including myself. But he's not yet ready to seize power himself, perhaps because he fears or is apprehensive about opposition within the royal family, who dislike MBS's comparative youth and his style, which has been painful to many of them, who've been pushed to one side. Some have been held in detention until they surrender assets and get some measure of freedom. The Emir of Kuwait is 91. His crown prince, a half-brother called Nawaf, is in his early 80s. What happens now is not clear. There is another man, another relative, the son of Emir Sabah, who is also a potential leader, but not at this stage. He is a crown prince in waiting, and his name is Nasser. This is an immensely interesting situation going forward. Who's going to die first, Emir Sabah of Kuwait or King Salman of Saudi Arabia? It's anyone's guess, and indeed, it might not happen in the immediate future. But these are old people, and any sort of illness is something to be concerned about. It's an interesting time and a very important time for the geopolitics of the Middle East. Iran, in particular, is not expected to sit to one side and do nothing about changes in Saudi Arabia if it can possibly think of something which it could do that would play to Tehran's advantage.
Simon Henderson, thank you for joining me at the Media Line. I'm Lawrence Rifkin.